Thank you, Claire. Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Matthew. If you would turn with me either in your Bible that I know all of you are bringing now, working on 2 years now, so I know that you all are bringing your Bibles to worship with you. But if not, we have few Bibles for you. And at Matthew chapter 14, we will begin with verse 22. And it will go to 33, 22 to 33. Once you find that, well, first of all, for those that may not know, is Matthew in the Old or New Testament? New Testament. Matter of fact, it is the first gospel of the New Testament. That might help you out towards the very back of your Bible. Once you find that, would you please stand with me? Close your finger in your Bible. Raise those Bibles high above your heads and let's sing. Let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me. We'll read Matthew 14, beginning with verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. I guess I whipped right through that, didn't I? Let's try that again. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Sorry about that. One too many cups of coffee, I guess. I thought this, I have a video for you, and I thought this video would be a great way to begin our teaching series. If you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. And it will give you an opportunity to meet the author, and it will also help us begin our journey together. So we're going to watch a short video here, and then we'll begin at that time.